Hello and welcome to another episode of Gemstone Mine. I'm John, and today we're continuing last week's episode with another lesson from CEDH. CEDH is a metagame within the Commander format that sits at one extreme with highly consistent, highly efficient decks. Not all cards are equally powerful in all formats, or even in all metagames, but there are lessons to be learned from how players are using some of the most powerful cards in Magic's history. Last week, you might recall, we discussed how each of the five colors has its own set of tutors, and each of those tutor suites gives each color its own unique approach to accessing different types of cards in the deck. And I mentioned that once we start to get into two and three color identities, you can see the interaction between these different types of tutors and learn some really interesting things about how the color pie works. We'll pick up where we left off next time in just a moment, but before we do, thanks again for joining us today. It's always really fun to make these episodes, especially digging into some of the game designery elements that can really impact on your building and brewing experiences. If you're enjoying this or any of our other episodes, please give us a like, subscribe, thumbs up, share, whatever it is you do on your particular platform of choice. I'll also say again, I'm recording this before heading up for Oktoberfest in Philadelphia, the weekend of November 18th, 19th, and 20th. If you're going to be there, stop by, say hello, let's get some games in. And without further ado, let's get started right away as there is still a lot to cover. Let's just very quickly re-describe what we mean by card access in case you already forgot what we talked about last week. Card access basically means the number of lines you can consistently take to put any particular card or category of cards into a zone, such as into your hand or into play, and when doing so allows you to take new and useful game actions. Our focus today is entirely on tutors, leaving aside the additional benefits you get from high card velocity. Lots of card draw and even rummaging effects or exile-based effects like you see on Prosper Domebound. We're going to go through the different guilds, two-color pairs, in alphabetical order, starting with Azorius, which is white and blue, where you get pretty good coverage on artifacts, particularly off of the back of the T-Mages, Trinket Mage, Tribute Mage, Trophy Mage, Treasure Mage, which really allow you to repeatedly take advantage of ETBs on these mages. Blue's natural artifact tutors also happen to mesh well with the instant and sorcery tutors to grab an enlightened tutor or an equipment tutor, and locking down the board with powerful Staxy artifacts that play well with white's suite of Staxy creatures can provide a powerful base for a flexible Stax shell. White is also our first example of a complementary set of tutors that can chain together to become pseudo-unconditional. Recruiter of the Guard, though kind of a one-off in white at the moment, can normally only get you a small creature with a toughness of 2 or less. But if your deck includes Trinket Mage, you can go through that in order to tutor up the Skull Clamp that you really wanted, or a Spellseeker in order to get the Counterspell or Cyclonic Rift that you really want right this instant. Our next color pair is Boros, and white and red really double down on the equipment tutors, unsurprisingly. Adding in cards like Fighter Class and Forging the Tyrite Sword to make it really easy to find particular equipment. They also have both Recruiter of the Guard and Imperial Recruiter, which gives them some access to smaller creatures, although not nearly as easily as green allows, but it's still something. This also means that there is a much higher density of equipment tutors in these colors, enabling more consistency in that particular strategy. And it helps that red has a few artifact tutors as well. So just like in Azorius, we have a few possible chains, going from a creature tutor like Imperial Recruiter into an artifact or equipment tutor like Stoneforge Mystic, or into an enchantment tutor like Moonblessed Cleric. You can't really work backwards quite as well, tutoring up an artifact tutor that'll get you a particular creature, for example, but it is pretty interesting to see these options developing in this two-color combination. In Dimir, we get to see Black's unconditional tutors, plus Blue's ability to consistently access instants and sorceries, which just so happen to be many of Black's best unconditional tutors, makes it very easy to lean into spell-based win conditions, like Thoracle Consult that we see constantly in CDH. Black's tutors, mostly being on instant and sorceries, also happens to allow Blue to chain easily into one of those unconditional tutors from more conditional ones like Spellseeker or Mystical Tutor, as well as pseudo-top deck tutors like Limdul's Vault. What you don't typically see are lines which flow from an unconditional black tutor into a conditional black one. These lines tend to be more one-way when an unconditional tutor effect is needed. Blue also has a strong number of options for creatures to reanimate, with Hullbreaker Horror, Jin Gitaxias, Core Augur, and Consecrated Sphinx. But yes, all around, Dimir is a strong color combination to access just about anything you want. Following Dimir, we have Golgari. Black and green complement each other really well when it comes to accessing creatures, especially when you lean into Reanimator as a strategy by getting creatures into the graveyard really, really easily, particularly on the backs of cards like Buried Alive and Survival of the Fittest, to bin an important reanimation target, and then tutor up a reanimate effect. And green gives some pretty sweet and powerful creatures to reanimate as well. Survival of the Fittest in particular is important to take note of in this color combination. You can easily pay a green, discard a reanimation target like Shale Dread Whispering One, then pay a green, discard another reanimation target you just tutored up, then play Phyrexian Delver to reanimate Shale Dread, and you'll get your other reanimation target back on your next upkeep. Green also allows some lines where you build your own Vampiric Tutor, by combining Entomb with a regrowth effect like Noxious Revival, as green really isn't all that bad at reaccessing cards from the graveyard and putting them into hand. Next up in Gruul, creature-based combos are the king in red and green, and it's not really much of a wonder considering how consistently green can access creatures. What may not be obvious is that getting easy access to creatures also means that Gruul has reasonable access to artifacts as well, thanks to creatures like Goblin Engineer and Magda Brazen Outlaw. There is a ton of utility on creatures in Gruul. For example, look at Vexing Shusher, which is a great option for interacting with and protecting spells on the stack. Green also provides some access to some really powerful win conditions off of the back of cards like Kiki Jiki Mirror Breaker to create infinite Zealous Conscripts or Hyrax Tower Scouts. The same tutor chains we talked about before are mostly missing from this color identity though. You do have a couple of lines to fetch up Magda or Goblin Engineer, as we alluded to above, if there's some specific artifact you want to use in Gruul, but you're usually better served leaning into Green's dorks as opposed to artifacts, which are more likely to be stacked out. Finally, Green also gives some consistent access to set up a Snoop Pile, finding Goblin Recruiter with Worldly Tutor, or even Finale of Devastation. Next up is Izzet End. Blue-red do have some consistency in finding artifacts above and beyond what either color can do alone. But blue does little to help red find its artifact tutors, and vice versa. Unlike Gruul, this color identity doesn't do much to cover the weaknesses and access that either of the partner colors suffer from. Blue could already tutor chain with a mystical tutor into War of Invention, and red doesn't really add a whole lot to that equation. Similarly, red can grab a few artifacts, but it can't go backwards and get to those artifacts via a blue tutor. The only real exception to this is Gamble, which can be tutored up with one of blue's instant or sorcery tutors, and then grab whatever you want, but you still risk pitching the card you just tutored for. Red just doesn't add much to blue's tutor suite, which sort of accentuates the weaknesses that blue already has. Our next two-color pair is Orzhov, black and white, and once again, a black plus color identity has strong tutoring. And like Golgari, the graveyard-centric strategies really benefit here, particularly since many of white's best tutors are on creature bodies. Think Stoneforge Mystic and Recruiter of the Guard. Since many of white's strongest cards also happen to be printed on creatures in general, and creatures and graveyards are basically open season in Commander, Orzhov's tutors tend to complement one another really well. You can see similar lines to what you saw in Golgari, except instead of building your own Vampiric Tutor, white is actually pretty decent at just getting small creatures and permanents back from the graveyard into play. One Savine's Reclamation and you can get back three small creatures, which you just buried alive a moment ago. It does take some additional card slots if you really want to take advantage of these synergies, but sometimes your deck just wants to live that graveyard value life anyway. Rakdos is our next two-color combination, and unfortunately, red doesn't add much to black's tutor suite, with one exception I want to get to in a moment. But the creatures that red does have access to the best, cards like goblins, and they also don't provide a lot of advantage when they're in the graveyard or when reanimated over and over. But red does make it a lot easier to access artifacts and then manipulate them from the graveyard, which is a strength above and beyond what black alone is capable of. Rakdos also specifically adds an additional Goblin Tutor in the form of Bogart Harbinger and a strong outlet for Snoop Piles in the form of Sling Gang Lieutenant, which is worth mentioning. But the other piece I wanted to mention is that in this color combination, Gamble can actually sometimes just be a straight tutor. If you're tutoring up a reanimation target, for example, sometimes it's just a red version of Entomb, which is great in and of itself. Selesnya is our next two-color pair, and in green and white, it's really all about the creature tutors in this color identity. In addition to extra creature tutors like Alatamari's Call, green tutors help to get access to ETB tutors in white in order to get specific equipment or enchantments that the deck is looking for. White also has a host of powerful static stacks effects on creatures like Dranith Magistrate and Eidolon of Rhetoric, which combine well with green's creature tutors, making this a premier color pair for accessing stacks pieces. Unlike in Orzhov, you don't really need to spend additional card slots and game actions to set up reanimation engines to really take advantage of these creature tutors, while still accessing the specific creature effects you want, which are fairly broad across the colors of green and white. We'll finish out our conversation on guilds with Simic. This combination of green and blue covers for the weaknesses in each of its component colors really well when it comes to accessibility, in ways that are very similar to Azorius, but even more pronounced. Green brings the creature tutors, blue brings artifact, instant, and sorcery tutors. Combine them and you can get some really good lines to get to what you want. Let's say, for example, that you're in a situation where you have a creature tutor, but what you really want to do is get an instant or sorcery. Well, that's no problem. Just cast a worldly tutor, go to get your spellseeker, and there you go. You're where you want to be. Alternatively, let's say that you have an instant and sorcery-based tutor, and what you really want to do is get to a specific creature. No problem there. Simic's got your back. Just go ahead and cast your instant and sorcery tutor, tutor up your Court of Calling, tap your creatures, cast the creature you want right from your library. Boom. You're exactly where you want to be. Simic also brings in Neoform, a 2-mana value spell which you could then use to cast and get a bigger creature, which incidentally being a 2-mana value spell means you can get it off of the back of a Spellseeker, which means you can use Spellseeker to get Neoform, then Neoform Spellseeker into any particular 4-drop you need out of your deck with an extra +1/+1 counter on it. Bring to Light is another sweet tutor based in Simic, which does get better in higher colors, but it does open up some really unique doors in order to cast a creature, instant, or sorcery out of your library, provided you can give the spell enough colors of mana. Finally, I noted in Mono Green that green's not great at getting specific non-basic lands out of the deck. However, when you combine it with blue, you probably have the best two-colored pair for tutoring up specific lands. Between Crop Rotation and Sylvan Scrying, as well as Blue's Artifact Tutors to get cards like Expedition Map, or even the land Talaria West, in order to transmute into the land you want. And that about does it for the guilds. I'm going to come back next week with a third and final installment covering shards, wedges, 4-color, and 5-color identities, in order to describe in greater detail how these different color identities really get to play with the interactions between their different tutors. As we'll see, going up in those colors usually means that a lot of what the deck has in terms of power is more based on what it doesn't have access to than what it does. How about you? I know we skipped over a lot of unique tutors in the two-color combinations, so what's your favorite? You can let us know in the comments on YouTube, where we are Gemstone Mine Podcast. You can add us on Twitter, where we are at GemstoneMineMTG. Or you can send us an email, gemstonemindpodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, I'm John, and this is Gemstone Mine.